All right, we welcome you back to the home stretch of Sports Talk in the 4 o'clock hour. Well, folks, we thought we were doing this yesterday, but the host sometimes, not the brightest bulb in the box. So let's get to it now!
Again, Butter! Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night!
Kobe on a spin.
Yes!
What a display! I can't believe it courtside. Neither could we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Oh, my God.
How about another? To center field, number 4, Josh Hamilton.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off.
I think I just figured that out. He says through and good. He doesn't say, oh my God. He says through and good.
Oh, Tirico,
yeah.
With the series being against Houston.
I don't think it's that either.
I think that's it. I think
he says good.
Good
twice.
So he says good and good?
He goes, good,
no.
Good.
No, not Mike Tirico. No way.
I think
no
it's
way.
Good twice.
No way. I think he said through and good. Anyway, this is Light 'Em Up. Brought to you by Light Me Up Lager from Hop Valley. Hop Valley's Light Me Up Lager, the perfect beverage for the big game. Light, crisp, and easy to drink and enjoy. Light Me Up Lager won't weigh you down like other beers can. Homegrown, brewed, and canned right here in the WIT. Available on tap and in 16-ounce cans throughout Oregon and the Northwest. So this segment, Light 'Em Up, is Nick, Steve, and I. We all name our big-time performers from over the weekend. We're supposed to do it Monday, but I wasn't here yesterday, and they forgot. So we're doing it on a Tuesday.
Steve, woohoo!
Steve forgot.
I assume
you were waving flags in his face trying to remember.
Nine of them.
That was a pretty quick sellout
yeah.
there, Nicky.
You admitted it before the segment started.
You know what that means, Nick? You got to go first.
Oh. Well, my It's Lit is NFL touchdown celebrations.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
Roger Goodell gave an inch for when it came to touchdown celebration rules, and the players have gone a mile with it.
Yeah.
Devontae Freeman scored the first touchdown in the Merc, as I'm calling it, and he did like a little...
It was so good. He did the fadeaway.
He went Kobe on with his offensive lineman who made a hoop with his arms.
The former Beav, Andy Levitre. That was awesome.
By the way, that's a generational thing. He goes Kobe. We would say MJ with the fadeaway.
Right.
All day long.
Kobe!
Yeah.
Anyways, that was amazing.
Copied it from
yes, he did.
Chiefs rookie Kareem Hunt.
Like
he took a nap in the end zone. He used the ball as a pillow.
That was so cool.
Which you couldn't do that in the past because you know the ball is a prop other than spiking it. He used it as a pillow. Took a little nap because he's a stud and you know it's tiring carrying the team on your back. And the Raiders, they did the Coliseum leap after every one of their touchdowns.
Yeah.
I thought they were gonna jump and just get crowd surfed to like the upper deck and out of the top. It was all incredible. The Steelers.
Didn't Martavis Bryant do dice?
Yeah, they did a little dice roll thing going on. That was
great.
Pretty cool. I'm sure now that they people have seen the Devonta Freeman, like the Kobe thing, it's going to go
Kobe
up from there.
Thing. Kobe!
That is
it's lit!
That is Donovan McNabb there. Did that when he was still playing.
Because it's lit!
So, by the way, for the record, we've had this conversation over the years.
Yes.
If I had the talent to play in the NFL and I scored a touchdown, every time I would just dunk it.
Yeah,
that's a penalty stuff.
I know it is, but that's the coolest celebration. It's like, how good of an athlete are you? You can dunk in football pads?
All right, I'm going to go next because mine kind of ties into his. So I'm going to go Marshawn Lynch lit it up for me.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
We are on the record as hating Marshawn Lynch as few as
media
like
people
3 years ago, I want to say. And I absolutely love Marshawn Lynch in Oakland. And look, he only 12 carries, 45 yards, whatever. That's not a lot of yards. Scored his first touchdown as a Raider. And then I think it was during a commercial break or something like that. He's on the sideline and they start playing music in the stadium and he just starts dancing on the sideline. And like a Jets player was complaining about it. Apparently he said they took his words out of context and he wasn't really that mad, but you know, that's awesome. That's fun. And to Nick's point, the NFL is starting to become fun again, and that kind of stuff is well, okay, the games are still terrible, but the players are at least having fun and they're doing fun things like that. So in a game where it should probably be Carr, who goes 23-28 for 230 and 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, Marshawn Lynch, dude, I absolutely love him in Oakland, and I love what he did over the weekend. Dancing, come on, man.
All right, I really debated with myself on this.
No, no, excuse me, Steve. 1 second.
Please. Oh, sorry.
Because it's lit.
Thank you very much.
Good God, help us all. I debated on this one, and do I go actually outside the box? Do I pick something that actually makes me belly laugh, like the Jets getting humiliated? So I decided to go with the performance of defending champion Clemson.
It's lit. Shout out, Javi. Scott. Because it's lit.
They started ACC play against
Chevy.
Louisville, and the reigning Heisman dude, Lamar Jackson, he played well because he's a good player.
Very good.
It didn't matter. The Tigers are loaded. Their defense is 2000 Oklahoma, 2009 Alabama, 1987 Miami, and the final score, 47-21, misleading. It was 33-7 heading into the fourth. Same bunch who sacked Auburn quarterback Jarrett Stidham 11 times a week ago. They got Jackson 4 times, 7 other tackles behind the line of scrimmage, and their new quarterback replacing Deshaun Watson, Kelly Bryant, 22 of 32, 316, no picks, and man, that 79-yard bomb to Ray McCloud, I don't see a loss on their schedule, so I'm going Clemson.
Because it's lit!